What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading, based in Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Hey, Tommy, tell me, what's hot in this market?
Well, your grain elevator might not have been open on Sunday night, but I was. I worked till 11:30 last night. Farmers were selling soybeans. Soybeans were up 11 cents last night, above 10 in the November, and that is definitely hot. Very front-end loaded. Don, when you look at Nov 20 beans, they're above 10. But when you look at 21 and 22 and 23, they're in the lower 9. So a very, very hot soybean market.
Of course, we had a report, but China has to be a part of this story as well.
Yeah, so last night I was watching the markets. They have something called the Dalian Exchange in that city over there in China, and you can watch their corn and beans trade, and they hit 8-year highs in corn last night. Regardless of what China says, it looks like there's some type of grain inflation or food security trade going on, and it's very interesting.
Stock market also continues strong?
Stock market's up pretty good overnight. There's some merger news with some of the biotech companies and some of these people who are trying to come up with vaccines. So, again, you can never close your eyes and think that stock market's not going to be volatile.
So what's on the negative side? What's not hot in this market?
There was a couple numbers down in the corn that got me thinking. Demand domestically in corn's not that great, ethanol usage, whatnot. And although we're exporting a little bit more corn, last night BP Amoco said they think we hit peak oil and that oil prices could possibly stay low for a long time. That was kind of shocking to hear a major oil company say oil's not going to be high. That was interesting. Oil's trading lower. The Dow's up 250, and we're at like $37 oil, which makes it very affordable at the pump. The truth is, Don, there's still major, major countries on lockdown. A lot of people are not flying. We're definitely not flying internationally, and we're just not using as much energy during this world pandemic.
Tommy Grisafi, Advanced Trading, Mayville, North Dakota.